Hi, this is Allison Joynes. I play lacrosse at William Blount High School, and this is the No Playbook Podcast.
All right. Hey, thanks for checking out the show. It's the podcast where I speak with the outstanding athletes and coaches from East Tennessee. That's on all levels, pro, college, high school. So joining me on the show today, Allison Joynes. Allison is a standout lacrosse player from William Blount High School. Currently weighing her options, looking at some pretty good offers to play in college. So we talk about the local high school lacrosse scene here in East Tennessee, her recruiting experience so far, and like everyone in this podcast, she shares her one unforgettable sports memory. Now, if you're listening to this podcast from the Blount County area, I want to let you know D1 Sports Training coming to town. Going to be opening here, D1 Blount, the new facility, just a few weeks, but the big founders rate, that's actually going to be going live here any day now. Make sure you follow us on social media at D1 Blount. So you can take advantage of that, save some money with that special on some sports training before the facility even opens up. So I've got Allison Joynes coming up right after this. Sit tight.
D1 is the place for the athlete. When you join the D1 team, you don't just go to a gym. You're part of a team, a family.
Family on three, one, two, three. Family.
If you're looking for a place to get better, to improve, to strive for the goals that you have, then D1 might be the right place for you. Book your free one-on-one assessment today. Don't wait.
D1. Learn more about area facilities in Hardin Valley and Blount County at d1training.com. Ben Cash Photography turns passion into art, specializing in world-class sports photography. Ben Cash is a former college baseball player with over a decade of experience capturing the essence of athleticism from local high schools to the SEC. Ben is now taking game reservations to cover events from all over East Tennessee. You can connect with Ben on social media. That's where you can see his full portfolio. Ben Cash Photography, where every shot is a masterpiece. Book your game coverage today and let the memories live forever. Things
good. Our season just started, and we've had a good season so far, so everything's been great. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have practice today?
So we actually didn't have practice today. Today we had assigned film. We have a big game day tomorrow, but today we're off.
Okay. What's it like having mom as a coach?
It has its ups and downs, but
can I say that really... knowing that she's within earshot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, she actually stepped out of the room. But yeah, no, I love her. We're so grateful. I'm really grateful she stepped in to help us out. But it's been something.
Good. Well, Allison, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Yeah.
Are you at spring break yet? I mean, is it next week?
Next week. Yeah.
Okay. So my baby sister, she's just 8 years younger, not a baby anymore. But
yeah.
She discovered rugby when she was in school, and it was something that I didn't know anything about, and I thought it was really cool that she discovered this and found a passion for it and went on to do great things. But I think it's neat when here in the South folks can discover some sports that haven't been as popular. How did you kind of come upon playing lacrosse here in East Tennessee?
Yeah, so I had played sports my whole life. And then I was my sixth grade year. I was just getting into middle school. And one day I came home from school and got in the car with my mom. She's like, "Hey, would you want to play another sport?" And I was like, "Well, sure." And she was like, "Have you heard of lacrosse?" And I'm like, "No, not really." And she's like, "Okay, we're going to a practice." And got in the car, went to practice, and it just kind of clicked from there. I've never considered not playing, but yeah, my mom just took me to a random practice one day. That's how it all started.
What inspired that? Did she have, you know, somebody pushing her that way?
My neighbor across the street, she played lacrosse. She's a couple years older than me, and they were good friends. And I think that they talked about it, and I just got thrown into it. I was like, well, might as well try it. My friend Carrie at the time, she went there with me, and we were like, let's just try something new. And I'm happy we did.
That's great. I love that. So what would you said you played sports, you know, before that, is there anything that you've done that you feel like another sport that kind of sets you up athletically to be good at lacrosse?
Yeah, so I played softball and basketball growing up, but playing basketball, the defense in basketball and lacrosse is super similar, surprisingly. Just how you kind of set up in the stance of it all. I think that really helped me out. And I played lacrosse for a while, just lacrosse, and then my sophomore year, I decided to start playing soccer during the off season, just for fun. And playing soccer has given me like a whole I think that and basketball together, I think that's really what lacrosse is basketball and soccer combined, but with a stick. And I feel like that has just helped with field IQ and just being in shape. So I loved basketball, just kind of outgrew it. And soccer has been a fun way to spend my off season. So yeah.
You know, I was having a conversation yesterday with the guy that runs Cool Sports. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I
Very
do.
good. Okay. So we were talking about just kind of ways to help support their marketing. And I asked him what is the crossover of other athletes? And he said that so many of the young hockey players also play lacrosse. I thought that was interesting.
That is really cool.
I
Yeah,
mean, you
cool
can imagine
sports.
ice hockey here is tough to pick up, but that was
Oh
kind of neat.
yeah. Our girls team has an indoor soccer team at Cool Sports. And between games, we'll go and watch the boys hockey players play, actually. And they're intense.
What about recruiting? Your mom mentioned that you've already been through a little bit of that experience.
Yeah, the recruiting process has been insane. My freshman, sophomore, and even going into junior year, I really made it a point to go to these college recruiting days and prospect days and summer camps. So when the June 15th rolled around, which was the first day that we could start talking to coaches, I was calling coaches and getting calls from coaches and trying to set up further conversations. I've been really lucky to get to receive a couple of college offers to go and play at the next level. And it's been crazy just having to go through that and figure out where I really want to go. Thinking about college is something that I really haven't done till like I feel like it all came on all of a sudden. But it's been a crazy experience trying to process it all.
Have you narrowed it down?
I have definitely knocked a few off my list, but honestly, I still have a handful and I don't know what I'm going to do. I just am trying to find the place that I feel 100% is best for me, but
Yeah.
not sure yet.
Well, that's great for a question I've got. And I speak to so many athletes. Some of them have committed, some of them just have no idea yet. So do you have factors that are like, this is what I'm looking for. Is it proximity to home? Is it, connection with the coach, or do you have anything?
Yeah, definitely. I love Maryville. I want to be in at least a 3 hour radius. Team chemistry is obviously a big deal. But something I didn't really think about before is, well, I need to think about now is that does this college not only fit what I want academically or athletically, but academically? So those are probably my deciding factors, just finding the best fit overall for me.
So what about, you mentioned like so much more involved in the school. Do you have plans or visions of what you're going to do even beyond sports and beyond college?
So I in high school have been really into the medical route. So I think that as of now, where my head's at, that I want to be a physical therapist later in life, long term. And maybe I'd love to come back to Maryville and maybe coach a lacrosse team in Maryville. That's just like big dream picture. But yeah, that's probably where I'll be out of high school. Definitely medical career-wise, but we'll see.
That's great. Now, when it comes to lacrosse, what kind of like off the field, or not like not including a stick, what kind of training do you have to go through? Is there speed and agility, vertical, flexibility, any extra stuff like that?
Oh yeah. Even in so our preseason, we are not just with coaches but outside. One of my close friends, Mackenzie Willis, is on my butt about running. We are always running. It's really we are running so much in lacrosse. It is sprinting. We are doing sprint work and Coach Leatherwood at my high school coaches our weight training class in the fall. And that is intense. So getting in the weight room, weight training is really important to us too. Be able to be in shape in preseason. Coach has been honest is that we are not going to lose a game because we're outran. And so we've made that important to be a point for us.
That's great. Such an important part. Obviously, me being with D1 training, That's a big
Oh,
focus
yeah.
for us. And we're super excited to be opening a facility there in Blount County very soon.
Oh, yes, our whole team has actually we've been talking about it. We've seen the work that you guys have done in the D1 Hardin Valley. A couple of my travel ball teammates love it there. So we're super excited about having one in Blount County.
Travel for lacrosse?
Yes.
Okay. So is there like a club system that goes on here too?
So this summer I played with a club team called Smoky Mountain Shine. We practiced in Seymour. And yeah, we did a couple of tournaments this summer, and yeah, that's what I was with this summer. It was a lot of fun.
Great. Did you get to play with, I guess, a lot of girls from the Knoxville area too?
Oh yeah, we had Bearden girls, Seymour girls, Farragut girls. It's really the only there's Tee and Lax, which is in Chattanooga, but within an hour radius, it's really the only travel program we have here. So all of us are there. It's a
Yeah.
lot of fun getting to see those teammates during season two that you played with all summer. So yeah, it's a lot of fun up there.
You know, we hosted, we're about to open a D1 facility up in the Tri-Cities area. And we did
Oh
a
yeah.
camp not long ago, and we had some cool stuff. We got to use a lot of our timing devices for like to measure the speed and the power of a shot. So that was kind of
That's
cool.
cool.
We had a competition to see who could, throw it the hardest.
That's super cool. Yeah, we did something. We had our local SRO come out and radar our shots, and it's a fun way. We're all super competitive. So.
Yeah. So, this is not something I put on the list for notes, but I'm just
Okay.
seeing your background. I'm realizing, where you are in the William Blount, that community, that part of Maryville. And I'm a Maryville resident as well. And I mean, the big debate that I got to know, because you've got one in your backyard, ponchos or Los Amigos for you?
Okay, actually, I'm gonna have to go a little opposite direction. I'm actually an El Barril fan.
No kidding.
Yep,
El
that's where I'm
Barril.
at. Gotta say.
Oh man. And obviously ponchos being like there in the William Blount area. That's where my family goes the most.
I'm telling you gotta try El Barril. It's right down the road in the opposite direction.
Oh, I've had it a lot. El Barril, is that the one that's Browns Creek?
It's right beside the 411
Sonic?
Walmart. It's right beside
Oh
the 411
yes.
Walmart. Yeah.
Okay, yes. That used to be another Soccer Taco location
Yes, it did. Yeah, so yeah,
years
I forgot
ago.
about that.
Yeah, we would go there a lot. But the food at Los Amigos is pretty unbeatable, but it's just always so stinking busy.
Oh yeah.
So that's kind of how we, got into going to Poncho's a little more, but also my wife's a teacher at a public school in Maryville. So
Yeah.
she taught the kid of a few of the waitresses there. So they just
Oh.
always bring us right in. So it's
I love
actually
that. That's
some of those
awesome.
kids actually work there now. So it's a fun community, but
That's really cool. I love that.
passionate debate, the Mexican food in Maryville.
Oh yeah, no, my friend group all flip a coin to decide whose favorite Mexican restaurant we're going to that day. So it definitely is a debate.
What is the one that's over in Browns Creek next to Sonic?
Oh, I know
Past
what you're
the
talking about. I just don't remember what it's
hospital.
called. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That one's pretty good too. I cannot remember what it's called.
Yeah. There's only one that we won't go to again, and it's the one that's kind of it's close to El Barril and Poncho's.
Lost Margaritas.
Yes, that one.
I don't blame you. That's pretty controversial we're jumping on right now.
I know
I
we're trying to go viral. Yeah,
know,
I
right?
saw something there once and I was like, I can't forget that.
Fair enough.
Not
Don't blame
going back.
you.
I don't know if I need to like bleep it, but I mean, it was the size that I saw, like
Oh, yeah. Don't blame you
near
there.
food.
Nope, couldn't handle it.
I really might bleep that. I don't want to get sued.
Maybe a good idea. That's okay. Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, what is something, Allison, that you think very few people know about you?
Okay, so if you are my close teammates, you would know this, but I kind of have a problem with collecting water bottles. I have like at least 30 in my house. I have one for game day, I have one for practice. This sounds so bad when I'm saying it out loud. I went and got a new water, actually got this water bottle yesterday, and I walk in and
Oh, you
my
mean like
coach
a
looks.
Stanley, like a.
Stanleys, and like I have the Gatorade jugs, the Walla water bottles. I have a variety, and I got this one yesterday, and my coach just looks at me and she's like, "Do you really need another one?" I was like, "Yeah, I think I do." So it's kind of a problem, but yeah, I guess I collect water bottles.
Now I ran into something this week. I drank a smoothie out of my wife's Stanley, and I think I completely ruined the straw.
Oh no,
Do you,
really?
I'm like, we need to get some pipe cleaners or something. Do you have a suggestion, or am I just.
I stick to my water in my Stanley most of the time. So, good luck on that one. I'm not sure.
I think I made a mistake there.
That's
Well,
okay.
interesting. So a lot of people have, like, I've got a drawer of koozies, but that's going to be you with a cabinet of water bottles.
Oh yeah, it's like my parents are like, "Allison, you cannot bring another one into the house." I have not told them about that one yet, but I guess they're gonna find out, but it's okay.
So, something that everybody gets on the show, share with me an unforgettable sports memory for you. And some people have shared them as a spectator or as an athlete.
Okay, this one's an easy one. Last season, Gatlinburg Pittman game. We played Gatlinburg Pittman the season before and only won by 1 point in the last 20 seconds. So going into this game, it was anyone's game. For some reason, that game, there was no other sporting events happening that night. So our stands were packed. Our athletic director was there. My whole family was there. We had a student section, which as a female sport, we weren't really used to. And the whole game we're neck and neck. And then the time runs out and we're tied. Okay, great. We're going into overtime. One overtime gets through and we're tied. And then we are in double overtime. And I got a pass, an assisting pass from my best friend Mackenzie Willis, and scored the game-winning shot. And it was the most like it was the best feeling I think I've ever like experienced ever. You see the stands, everyone's going crazy. Couldn't look at the stands for a long time because I'm literally tackled by my teammates. Looking back at the video, I still get goosebumps. It was an uncomparable feeling. It was awesome.
That's great. I hope you can take that with you for a long time, forever even.
I definitely will. It was amazing.
How many, you mentioned Gatlinburg Pittman, how many schools in this area have a lacrosse team?
Okay, well,
Like, is
so
it most of them?
Mayor, I think so. We're only a club team right now, so it's up to the schools if they want to have a team or not. In our area, it's only us, Maryville and Heritage have a team. Maryville doesn't have a team right now. Wait, no, that's wrong. Maryville has a team. Maryville, Heritage, and William Blount all have a team. Alcoa does not have a team, but it's becoming more popular. Most schools around us have a team. It's just not very popular yet. It's definitely growing very fast.
That's great. We get to see a lot of stuff. Our one of the coaches that works with us at D1 in Hardin Valley plays at UT.
Oh yeah.
So she'll have folks come in for like personal training sessions, that kind of stuff. So I
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
standing up there watching that. Allison, thank you so much. This has been great. I am so glad we got to the bottom of the Mexican food debate.
Oh yeah.
And to be clear, I'm not suggesting Poncho's is the best food. It's just the place we go because of it's never busy too, and that's nice.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. It's a pretty good one.
All right, thanks again so much.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for having me.
See ya. You got it. And thanks for checking out the episode. Make sure you go follow Allison Joins on social media and follow the show as well at No Playbook Pod.